Tuesday night.
Okay. This Shabbos, Amitz Hashem, there's going to be an Aliyah, and at the end of the Aliyah, everyone's going to say, Chazak, Chazak, Venis Chazek. What are we saying? Who are we talking to? And what are we talking about? But except for that, we understand it well. Okay. The Ramah says at the end of Siman Kuf Lamed Tes that there's a minhag to say L'Masayim Likros B'Torah B'Chol Pam Chazak. You say Chazak to the person that's Masayim B'Torah. The Achronim learned that the Ramah is talking about every Aliyah. Every time someone gets an Aliyah and he's Masayim and he makes the Bracha Achrona after his Aliyah, you say Tim Chazak. And that's indeed what the Sfardim do. They throw in a Baruch also, Chazak Baruch. But that would be a fulfillment of this Ramah. So we don't do that. We do it only at the end of the whole Chumash, at the end of a Chumash, not at the end of every Aliyah. So we'll see in a moment the Nafkamina. Now let's shift and talk about what we're saying. The Achronim explain it in various ways. We're definitely talking about Torah learning. The Ramah brings down from the Pasuk in Yehoshua, Rak Chazak Ve'emotz, Chazal say Chazak B'Talmud Torah, Ve'emotz B'Maisim Tovim. So that's a lotion of Chizuk in learning. There's different interpretations. There's a Chizuk that's needed in learning that you shouldn't forget. Now, Kriyas HaTorah is a learning experience. Those who have been with us in Mishneh Berurah Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah know that. It's a learning experience. It's Talmud Torah. So, first of all, there's one interpretation of Chazak that you shouldn't forget what you learned. You should chazer. And as we all know, that needs tremendous chizuk. It's hard to chazer. So it's Chazak that you shouldn't forget, meaning through Chazara. So that's Chazak. You should be strong. Another interpretation is Stam. You should continue to learn. Like you say to someone, we say tisku l'mitzvah. Someone does a mitzvah, you say tisku l'mitzvah. You should continue doing mitzvahs. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Beis, says arbo dvarim tzrichin chizuk. You always have to work at it. You get shvach, you get tired. You have to keep up your enthusiasm and your inspiration and your excitement. And one of those things is Talmud Torah. So we say chazak, that you should continue learning. You learned till now, and you should continue learning. That's a second interpretation. Other interpretations is chazak, that you should teach others, you shouldn't just learn yourself. And there's another interpretation, because Torah Mateshes, Kocha Shalodom, so we push to say in the physical sense, chazak. Okay. Now, many Achronim say that the real minhag is to say chazak, 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 three times. Chazak, chazak, chazak. They come up with a gematria, it's begematria Moshe, you do the math, it's begematria Moshe. And the Aruch HaShulchan actually says, where's our Shmuel Katz? Where is he? The Aruch HaShulchan says that's preferable. It's preferable to say chazak, chazak, chazak. It seems to me a poshut the thing that if you're just talking to the person that had the aliyah, the way the Ramah seems to say and the way the Sfardim do it, and he just had the aliyah, so then it makes sense that you were only talking to him, so you're saying chazak, 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 because you're talking to him. But if, according to our minhag, that we say at the end of the siyum of a complete chumash, then you're not really not just talking to him, because you're talking about the collective kriyas haTorah of the whole chumash. So then itaka makes more sense to me to say v'nis chazek, because you're saying you chazak, and we should all be nis chazek, because we all just completed a chumash. So perhaps it's totally in that. I didn't see that anywhere, but it's just a svara. And our minhag is to say chazak, chazak, minis chazak. Okay, one more point is that the person that had the aliyah, many achronim say, should not say chazak, chazak, minis chazak, because they say, first of all, it's a hefsik, a possible hefsik between the laning and the bracha achrona, and saying the second bracha. They also say it doesn't even make sense, because people are saying to him, chazak, to him. Like, who's he saying it to? But again, if it's chazak, 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 then attaka makes no sense. But if it's v'nis chazak, so we're adding the collective at the end, then it at least makes sense for him to say it too, because, right, he's talking to the tzibur, at least in the minis chazek part. But the inyan of the hefsek is still there, and therefore whoever gets the kavod of that aliyah maybe wants to be nizer in that. Other achronim say it's okay, don't worry about it. But it depends, I guess, how frum you want to be. If you want your daughter to do a shidduch, you know, all these things, you have to worry. So then you'll be machmir and you won't say it. When?
Yesterday.
Oh, my